Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book Not Hopeless by speaker, author, and pastor Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book Not Hopeless at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, I want you to put on your spiritual thinking caps and turn to the person next to you and say, I ain't on that. If you don't have no one next to you, then look yourself in the eye and say, man, listen, I'm not on that. So the scripture I'm coming from today, the text of the day, is 1 Thessalonians 5:8. And it reads, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God have not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, with so much going on in the world, so many things happening in this world, whether it's bad things, good things. You know, you say, I gotta do this. I have to do that. I have to go here. I have to go there. There is so many things to do. And the last thing you want to do is let the wrong person, the wrong people, get in your ear and deter you from what God has called you to do. You see, you are going somewhere and you're just trying to keep the faith. You're casting all your cares on him because you know that he cares. And so the last thing you want to do is for someone to just take you out of character just by the words that they're speaking. So you have to tell them, I am not on that. You have to say, look, sister girl, look, brother man, I don't have time to let anything separate me from the love of God. Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? I said distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? We will not let anything separate us from the love of Christ, especially distress. I ain't on that. So tell your neighbor, tell sister girl, tell brother dude, here's what I'm on. I'm on speaking those things that be not as though they were. I'm on standing on God's promises. I'm on love. I'm on joy. I'm on peace. I'm on happiness. Being meek. I'm just on doing the will of God. In fact, brother and sister, if we look at the word of God, here's what I'm on. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, or envying one another. You see, I'm on love. I don't want no strife in my life. I ain't on that. So you have to let people know in love. So when grandmama calls you late at night, wanting to gossip about her recipe not turning out right, say, look, grandmama, I ain't on that. Now y'all will get that after the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Ephesians 5:1-2 says, be ye therefore followers of God and dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Ladies and gentlemen, we must walk in love. Continue to walk in love. Don't let those distractions get to you. Tell people, I ain't on that, but stay focused on Christ. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Walk in love. Be blessed. And have a great day. Amen. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.